This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Let us begin this innovation journey together. Welcome and let us make it happen. Without wasting any time, thank you so much for your undivided attention. We are about to start the program of the day. Can our guest speakers get ready? We are about to welcome Dr. Ramsaraj, who is the Acting Dean under the Faculty of Management Sciences at Mangosuthu University of Technology, who will be introducing our esteemed and very much capable Imbokodo, Vice Chancellor of Mangosuthu University of Technology. Leadership, the platform is yours.
Amlazi born female Vice Chancellor, the very first, should I say, Amlazi born female Vice Chancellor and Principal at Mangosuthu University of Technology, MUT. This is a historic milestone, and it is made more significant by the fact that we celebrated 45 years last year in 2024, and that was the year that Prof took over the reins. This also underscores the university's long-standing legacy of shaping future leaders and is a dedication to advancing higher education in South Africa. Prof Sibiya is well known in the higher education circles. She has academic qualifications which include a Bachelor of Nursing, a Honours in Nursing, Master of Technology in Nursing, and Doctor of Technology in Nursing. She is a C2 rated scientist with the National Research Foundation, the NRF. Her research area is primary health care with specific focus on maternal and child health. She has published over 140 articles, conference proceedings, books, and book chapters. She has successfully supervised 63 master's students and 34 PhD students. I think that deserves a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. For this recognition of excellent contribution in primary health care in 2015, she was inaugurated as the Fellow of the Academy of Nursing of South Africa. Prof. Sibiya was awarded by the Department of Science and Technology as the 2018 South African Distinguished Woman Scientist in Humanities and Social Sciences. She has also received several research awards, which include Top Female Researcher of the Year, Top Researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences. In 2019, she was awarded as the 2018 Senior Researcher of the Year. She was also awarded by the Forum of Professional Nursing Leadership as the 2019 Regional Nurse Leader. So if any of you are feeling sick, I think we're in safe hands. Ladies and gentlemen, Prof. Sibiya has previously served as the Deputy Vice Chancellor, Research, Innovation and Engagement at MUT. She served as the Deputy Vice Chancellor, Teaching, Learning and Executive Dean of Faculty of Health Sciences and Head of Department of Nursing at the Durban University of Technology. At a national level, Prof. Sibiya has served as a member of the Higher Education Quality Committee, which is the HEQC. She has also served as a member of the Accreditation Committee and a chairperson of the Forum of University of Nursing Deans, known as FUNDISA, and a board member of the Regional Nursing Education Association. I must highlight that relevant to today's function, in 2023, Prof. Sibiya received an award from EDHE as the Rising DVC for Entrepreneurship. So, Prof, I'll call you now to take over the podium. But having said that, I'm going to quote Prof. Sibiya. She's born, bred, and buttered in Amlazi.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Ramsagi, for reading my obituary very well. Yes, that one just slipped my mind. Yes, thank you for reading my obituary very well. So when the time comes, I'll tell the family to invite you to come and read my obituary. Esteemed guests, colleagues, students, and friends, good morning. It is with immense pride and a heart full of gratitude that I welcome you to the Mangosuthu University of Technology, a beacon of innovation and applied learning. We are truly honored to host you for what is a defining moment in our shared journey towards building an entrepreneurial, resilient, and inclusive higher education sector. The national launch of the EDHE APSA Innovation Challenge and the official announcement of the USAF APSA partnership. We are truly grateful that you chose MUT, the only university that is located in a township where I was born, bred, and buttered, to make this launch. This is important to us because we have always emphasized to our students during graduation ceremonies that let not your past define your future. We say this all the time to remind our students or our graduates to wear this MUT badge with pride. We are thus humbled by this gesture of launching this program here at Umlazi. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me therefore to extend a special and heartfelt welcome to Dr. Phethiwe Matutu, none other than our CEO of Universities South Africa. Thank you so much, my sister. Your leadership continues to guide us towards a stronger, more unified higher education sector, and we are super proud of you. In absentia, I also like to acknowledge Ubab Mangete, Dr. Stephen Zwane, who unfortunately, due to other engagement, he cannot be with us. He is the managing executive for corporate citizenship, but fortunately, we do have Ms. Nonsantla Makagula, who is the head of corporate citizenship programs at APSA. Nons, your visionary support for innovation and youth empowerment is deeply appreciated. Thank you. Dr. Edwell Gumbo, thank you, our Director for Entrepreneurship at USAF. Thank you for your unwavering dedication to fostering entrepreneurial thinking across our institutions. We really appreciate the support we get from you. Ladies and gentlemen, I also like to acknowledge representatives from our sister institutions. I will start with my alma mater and my former employer. That's DUT, the Innovis Center. Are you here? I hope you are not here to take me back to DUT. You are most welcome. And then UniZulu, again, my alma mater. I'm where I am because of UniZulu. Are you here? Yes, UniZulu. Please give my regards to Professor Mthose. That's my friend, my dearest friend. And of course, my former employer, UKZN. Are you here? Thank you. Thank you so much. Your partnership is essential to shaping a robust regional innovation ecosystem. Last but not least, a warm and proud welcome to our staff, students, alumni, entrepreneurs, and all stakeholders present today. This partnership with EDHE and APSA is not just a launch event. It is a profound declaration, a commitment to empowering the next generation of South African innovators and job creators. It is a belief that our universities are not just spaces of learning, but powerful engines of economic transformation. At MUT, we recognize the shifting landscape of the world of work. Global disruptions, technological change, artificial intelligence, and a constrained job market have made entrepreneurship not a luxury, but a necessity. It's no longer optional. It is essential. In APSA, we see a partnership for progress, Nons. Let me briefly share with you the status of entrepreneurship at MUT. For years, we have seen the entrepreneurial spirit among our students and staff. Ideas sparked in classrooms, student-led projects, and staff innovations. However, we also acknowledge that these efforts have often existed in silos, lacking a unified strategic framework to drive scale and sustainability. Our students are grounded in practical knowledge and deeply attuned to the needs of their communities. What they have needed and what we now commit to provide is the structured ecosystem to nurture, support, and grow their innovations consistently. I'm thrilled to to officially announce our plans to establish the MUT Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. I remember when I was interviewed for the position of the DVC RIE, one of the questions was, what do you bring with you? What do you hope to achieve in the space of 5 years that you are appointed as the DVC RIE? Without hesitation, I committed that I will set up an entrepreneurship center, because fortunately I came from a university that had an entrepreneurship center. So unfortunately, my time was very short as the DVC, but as the vice chancellor now sitting on the other side of the table, I still commit that before my term ends, the entrepreneurship center will be up and running at MUT. The center will become the heart of our entrepreneurial ecosystem, serving 5 critical functions. 1, incubation and mentorship for providing space, technical support and guidance for student and staff-led ventures. 2, skills development for offering training in lean startup models, financial literacy, intellectual property, and go-to-market strategies. 3, network and collaboration, where we'll be connecting with our community, with industry mentors, funders, and policymakers. 4, research and innovation for supporting university innovation into community upliftment, particularly in Umlazi and the broader KZN region. Through this center, we aim to position MUT as the national leader in practical, impact-driven entrepreneurship, particularly for underrepresented and underserved community. As part of our strategic vision, we also plan to make entrepreneurship a compulsory module across all academic programs at MUT. Whether students study engineering, science, or humanities, they will graduate with the tools to innovate, create value, and solve real-world problems. This is about embedding entrepreneurship into the DNA of our institution. I aim to instill among every academic here at MUT a strapline that says making entrepreneurship a core competency. I saw this commitment and intentionality during my recent visit to Sacramento State University in California recently. That was last month. Yes, it was last month. I've lost track. We visited quite a number of universities in US. One of the universities that we visited was Sacramento State University in California, where every academic department has to be accountable on how many entrepreneurs they produce. That's exactly what I want to implement here. It will be part of the PMS system that you're about to introduce at MUT. So our collaboration with EDHE has been impactful to our students, and I can cite one capstone, an impactful opportunity of MUT's participation in the Tensa Mentorship, Shadowing and Coaching Program, through which we paired with TH Köln, a University of Applied Sciences in Germany. This program allowed our staff, particularly those in our technology transfer office and entrepreneurship roles, to spend time in international technology transfer offices and incubators. There, they engaged directly with different models of innovation, commercialization, and academic industry collaboration. And this exposure reinforced a powerful truth that impactful innovation requires strong linkages between academia and industry, and that research must directly address the challenges and opportunities of the real world. We have already seen how this approach helps surface student-led innovation and unlock new paths for entrepreneurship, for enterprise creation. The National Innovation Challenge is perfectly aligned with our brand statement, shape and own the future. Our students have an imperative to determine the future they want, and we encourage them to be intentional about that. For our students to think about shaping and owning the future enables them to test ideas, access mentorship, learn from failure, and connect with the innovation economy. It is an opportunity to build confidence, skill, and a sense of possibility. So I encourage every MUT student and entrepreneur here today, step forward, pitch your ideas, embrace this opportunity. You belong in this space, and your ideas can change lives, starting with your own. Young people today will say, step up and show up. Let everyone step up and show up for your future. To our valued partners, EDHE and APSA, your belief in our students and your commitment to unlocking their potential are what drive progress in youth empowerment, unemployment, and national development. You are not only investing in programs, you are investing in people, purpose, and potential. As we embark on this journey together, let us be bold in our thinking, compassionate in our leadership, and relentless in our pursuit of making a meaningful impact. Together, we are planting seeds for a future where innovation is inclusive, where entrepreneurship is a mindset, and where our universities are the launchpads for real, lasting change. Thank you. Ngiyabonga. Inkosi.
Thank you so much to Professor Sibiya and Dr. Ramsage for such a profound introduction. Professor stated something very much pragmatic. I believe in a more pragmatic philosophy because this thing of entrepreneurship has been theorized in institutions of higher learning. However, looking at the high rates of unemployment, it's of paramount importance that entrepreneurship becomes a compulsory module throughout all of the departments, and not just only centered around theory, but also backed with practice ventures. As a professor did allude that there will also be an entrepreneurship center. So can we give her a round of applause? We are now getting into the exciting part of our program, handing off gifts. Handing off gifts. So I will want you to quote one quote from Professor, which was more aligned to entrepreneurship. Anyone who will be able to quote one quote. Oh, my brother, I'm coming.
Greetings to everyone in the room. Protocol, all protocol observed. I'm Tumelo Masango from DUT. I'm doing fashion and department in clothing and textiles into fashion and textiles. So the quotes that I quoted and then made sure I take it home with me is the opportunity we're getting here as innovative businesses to shape the future and strive for success. Thank you.
Gimnig, Professor, Siamnig. Well done, my brother. Another one. Too late, DJ. Sing it to Billy. Okay, we are now jumping into our second item of the program. We are about to welcome Dr. Edwin Gumbo, who is the Director of Entrepreneurship Universities South Africa, USEF, who will be introducing the Chief Executive Officer of USEF. Dr. Gumbi, while he comes on the stage, asingamncishi ihlombe alikhokhelwa. Asimuphi nje, Dokotela.
Sanibonani, good morning. Ngiyabonga mfokagoniwe. All protocol observed. I will just stick to the task that I was given to introduce the Chief Executive Officer of Universities South Africa, USAF, Dr. Petiwe Matutu, who has been USAF CEO from the 1st of October 2022. And for the immediate past 5 years, she was the Group Executive Strategy, Planning and Partnerships at the National Research Foundation, where she oversaw the successful creation of the Strategy, Planning and Partnerships Division. Some of her successes at the NRF include driving the formulation of the organizational strategy, the NRF Vision 2030. She also led the conceptualization of the Research and Development Information Platform for Research and Development Data for the National System of Innovation. She oversaw the management of key strategic partnerships that were instrumental in leveraging knowledge, human and financial resources from partners. And at the former Department of Science and Technology, Dr. Matutu was the Chief Director, Human Capital and Science Promotion. She was instrumental in attracting substantive funds for postgraduate studies and research grants. During this period, the science system saw a remarkable growth of flagship programs such as the South African Research Chairs Initiatives and Centers of Excellence. She successfully led the development of strategic documents in research priority areas of government, science promotion, and human capacity development, leading to transformative change and maximizing research impact. She is a mathematician by discipline who obtained her PhD in mathematics at the University of Cape Town. And actually, the first black woman to attain a PhD in pure mathematics in the country. Dr. Matutu's career was launched in academia, where she focused her teaching on making mathematics accessible, particularly to the previously marginalized groups. She taught at a number of institutions, including UCT, University of Stellenbosch, and Rhodes University, where she was a senior lecturer. Dr. Matutu has served as a member of numerous boards, councils, and task teams. She served in the Human Resource Development Council of South Africa under the leadership of then Deputy President of South Africa, Mr. Ramaphosa, was a ministerial appointee through Minister Naledi Pandor in the Council of Walter Sisulu University, was a member of a ministerial task team responsible for drafting the implementation plan of the white paper on post-school education and training, was a member of the Department of Higher Education and Training Creative Outputs Reviews Panel, and serves in the advisory board of the National Graduate Academy of Mathematics and Statistics, and a board member of Higher Health. She has also served in various international committees, including the South Africa-USA Fulbright Commission, and the steering committee of the French South African Technical Institute in Electronics. The underlying intent of her experience and activities have been to advance the transformation agenda and the impact within the higher education sector. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dr. Petiwe Matutu, our Chief Executive Officer.
Before I start, I need to apologize for my voice. I felt that I could do this today. Yesterday it was worse. I thought Dr. Kumbo would read the speech for me. Professor Sibiya, who's the VC here at MUT, Dr. Steven Zwane, in absentia, who's the managing executive for corporate citizenship at APSA, Dr. Bekabantu Ntshangase, the acting DVC, resources and planning, MUT, Professor Marcus Ramogale, the DVC teaching and learning, MUT. I was quite excited to hear that Prof. Ramogale is here. Ms. Nonhlanhla Magagula, the head of corporate citizenship programs at the Absa Bank. Professor Makhosazana Vezi Kigaba, the deputy dean, teaching and learning at the University of Zululand. Professor Alfred Mvunyelwa Somi, the Acting Dean, Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences at MUT, Dr. Kevin Ramsage, the Acting Dean, Faculty of Management Sciences at MUT, Dr. Mandla Hlongane, the Deputy Director Research at MUT, Ms. Mbali Mkize, she left us, I think, Senior Director, Marketing and Communications at MUT. Ms. Pumla Obenyabo, Specialist Project Manager at Absa Bank. Mr. Emmanuel Kionga, the Student Premier of the Year. I think I need to see him. I've never seen anyone so happy during the time when he won this award of being a student premier of the year. We had to play his video, I don't know how many times, just to get ourselves excited again. He's from Sifako Makgato Health Sciences University. Mr. Samkelo Ndlovu, the National Deputy Chairperson, Student Premier, COP, University of Zululand, the representatives from the 4 KwaZulu-Natal universities. It looks like soon Prof. KZN is going to be the Cape Higher Education Consortium. I don't know what's stopping us from getting this consortium together if you work together so often. The Ed Economic Activation Officers, the Communities of Practice members, Ed SWIP members, Student Entrepreneurs, which are here, online viewers joining us on Zoom and YouTube, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here today at this 2025 Ed APSA Innovation Challenge launch event, together with the partnership, formalization of our partnership with APSA. Let me start by thanking the Vice Chancellor, together with the leadership of MUT, for hosting us today. We are grateful to you, Prof. Sibiya, for having done this. And it's not by chance. It is intentional that this launch event is happening here at this historically disadvantaged university, which is located within Mlazi Township. It's my first time to come here. I'm quite excited to be here, and it was straightforward to come here. Next time, we should not organize any events in any hotel. We must come here. The intention is because of the fact that today, the launch and all these activities are driven by entrepreneurship. They are also driven by inclusive innovation. So it is important that they are conducted at the appropriate spaces where they are most needed. Let me express my sincere gratitude to APSA for the partnership with the ERI program that aims to create an entrepreneurial ecosystem in South African public universities. The ERI program is funded by the Department of Higher Education and Training. It's managed by Universities South Africa. And Universities South Africa is a representative body of all the public universities in South Africa. So APSA's contribution to capacity building in academics and also to teachers will go a very long way in advancing entrepreneurial education in schools and universities alike. We are eternally grateful to APSA's contribution to ERI's Studentpreneurs Endaba, which is an information sharing platform among students, and of course, the ERI APSA Innovation Challenge that we are launching today. Both these programs will enhance entrepreneurship development agenda among the students. Universities are nothing without the students. The students are our hands. They are our ways of delivering to society. The kind of students that we produce is very crucial in so doing, because at the end of it, the numbers, the multiplier effect that they have within society is quite crucial. Our country continues to face the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Within this context, the higher education sector's role is to ensure improved economic participation and social involvement of our youth and adults, and it has to produce and exploit knowledge for economic and societal benefit. Entrepreneurship is one of the areas within higher education that has been identified as a game changer for getting our graduates to be employers rather than job seekers in an environment with very low economic growth and high unemployment rate. At a personal level, the majority of entrepreneurs earn higher incomes as employees. There are tangible benefits to entrepreneurship, like greater autonomy, and generally, entrepreneurs have higher levels of job satisfaction than employees generally. Research shows that entrepreneurs have a very important but specific function in the economy. So I've just mentioned the benefits at a personal level. Now I'm mentioning the benefits at the level of the economy. They engender relatively high levels of employment creation, productivity, growth, and produce and commercialize high-quality innovations. Entrepreneurship plays a crucial role in driving economic growth, in fostering innovation, and in creating jobs while also contributing to social change and community development. When we look at all these qualities and benefits and the value of entrepreneurship, you will note that this program that we are launching has all these elements and intends to use not only the current students, but former students of universities, at least over the past 3 years, to ensure that we have quite a wider pool to choose from for these innovations, for job creation, for growing our economy. So in terms of the economic contribution, entrepreneurs are significant contributors to employment generation. They create new businesses that provide jobs, which in turn stimulate local economies. Regarding innovation, entrepreneurship is a key driver of innovation. Entrepreneurs develop new products and services that meet market demands, often leading to technological advancement and improved processes. These innovations not only benefit consumers, but also enhance productivity across the various sectors. So entrepreneurship fuels economic growth by introducing, in a nutshell, new ideas and solutions that can transform industries. Successful entrepreneurial ventures can lead to increased competition, which often results in better products and services for consumers. Normally, we hear private sector talking about the human capital which gets produced by universities. APSA has refused to be a spectator around the production of human capacity by university. APSA has decided to partner with us in producing high-level, relevant, responsive skill set among our students and even among the learners through the contribution towards entrepreneurship. As you can hear, the entrepreneurship skills are required for our economy. They have been driven by a number of significant changes in the economy, which have been mentioned. The digital changes are important. Energy changes for sustainability are a key driver. And of course, the lack of employment that we see, inefficiencies, ensuring that we get to a level where we become much more effective and efficient. We can't do what we have been doing for decades, producing graduates which do not have the entrepreneurial flair. It becomes quite useful and essential that we respond to the economy that we have appropriately by producing the graduates that are there. APSA has not stopped at the level of capacity building. They have ensured that they nurture, they harness the production of not just the businesses, but businesses which have got an innovation component to it. And these innovations for students do not start and finish with grassroots innovation. Our students are the producers of knowledge. They are the producers of technologies that we see. The university professors, when we talk about these products, when we talk about changes in processes, are using the same students within the laboratories. They are using the same students to come up with new innovative ideas. The idea of having to use these students now on the ground to develop businesses, to assist with commercialization of the ideas that are already there, further broadens and widens the impact of the universities that we have. This is quite an important aspect and a contribution by APSA in ensuring that we achieve the goals of growing the economy, as I have mentioned, of increasing employability of our graduates and ensuring that our businesses prosper and they triumph. So it is within this context that I would like to not only thank APSA in this case, but also invite the private sector broadly to contribute towards this cause. And we do have the contributors already. We do have a number of private sector organizations which are assisting us with economic activation offices and so on. The advantage of partnering with Universities South Africa is that you ensure that you are partnering with all the public universities in South Africa, because we are a representative body of all the 26 public universities. So working with us ensures that you have a footprint throughout the country. On that note, I would like to thank you for listening.
Thank you so much to Dr. Matutu for such a sound insight. Our gratitude is also extended to Dr. Gumbo for such a powerful introduction. Dr. Matutu stated something very important, of which is the foundation of change. Because for you to change, you need to first check your identity. How do you change your identity? You encounter what we call a paradigm shift. It's important that we accelerate a culture of more job creators than seekers. We've been stuck into this system of looking for jobs, and seemingly it's not working. And if we continue being rigid to this traditional approach, we'll never witness any change. So now it is time for us to impose a radical change and explore the culture of entrepreneurship. We are now going to jump into our third speaker. Can our third speaker, according to the program, get ready? Dr. Phethiwe Matutu, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Universities South Africa. Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. That her deliverance was so profound that I won't repeat. In terms of the appeal. All right. We are now jumping into the exciting part of our program, just to break the ice and to maintain this thing of balance. But we will need a different hand right now to hand over one of our gifts. Doctor said so much things which were profound, but I'll just need one quote which is more aligned to innovation and entrepreneurship. You can just pick up your hand so that I can give you your gift. All right. Ngiyabona iyaphakama iMUT lapha, madoda.
she will respond to expansion fuels economic growth and transform innovation. She also added that entrepreneurs are the drivers of innovation. Thank you.
Cela simshale hlombe. Confusion in the program. There was a minor misprint, so don't mind much on the few errors. As Wenzeka, but what is more important is the director of the program, Samba Ngomoya Wakhe. We are about now to welcome Dr. Edel Gumbi, who is the director of Entrepreneurship, University of South Africa, once again. The topic that we'll be touching on is the official announcement of the partnership between Universities South Africa and Absa Bank. Dr. Kumbo, the platform is yours, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Program Director. Okay, thank you. I have a presentation. Thank you so much, VC of MUT. Thank you so much for hosting us. The CEO of USAF, I didn't mention, I think you heard that she's not well. In addition to not being well, she was also involved in an accident on Monday. It shows the level of commitment. When I saw the pictures, actually, my heart skipped a bit. And she is here. All the executives from MUT, Ms. Nonhlanhla Magagula from Absa Bank, and all the Absa Bank colleagues, can we please give Absa a round of applause? And the people that I always refer as the VIPs, the studentpreneurs. Today, angazi, maybe anpuzangi ko ofekseni, you are a bit low. Student entrepreneurs, students, do we have any? Because I was actually asked that, do we even have students here? In other words, again, it's verse. Thank you so much for joining us on this occasion as we formally launch the partnership between Universities South Africa through the EDI program as well as Absa Bank. I'm just checking for my presentation. Yes, thank you. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to give a quick rundown of the program as well as what the partnership entails. There was a change in the program that we have then, APSA, represented by
the head of corporate citizenship, Ms. Nonhlanhla Magagula, will speak right after me. A quick overview of the entrepreneurship development in higher education program. What it is, firstly, it is positioned to address the prevalence of graduate unemployment, which is a comprehensive approach towards advancing the economic participation of students and graduates within universities that are then created as dynamic entrepreneurial ecosystems. I saw a banner here from, I think it's from the MUT entrepreneurs, which says, today's studentpreneurs, future entrepreneurs. The program has three focus areas. The first focus is on student entrepreneurship. How do we advance the economic participation of students and graduates? That's why one of the programs now is not only focusing on just the students, but it's also being extended to graduates or alumni who graduated within the last 3 years. To say, while they have exited the system formally, they still need a bit of support from their alma mater. And we're looking at how do we create an environment that empowers students to be economically active during and after their studies. The second focus area is entrepreneurship in academia. How do we enable, support, and facilitate entrepreneurship through the teaching, learning, and research? How do we support and equip academics in embedding entrepreneurship into their curriculum, into their teaching, into the research? And the third focus area, looking at the institution, the university itself as an institution. How do we create and support it as an entrepreneurial ecosystem? You know, research has shown us that within the context of an entrepreneurial university, students are more likely to develop an entrepreneurial skill set and mindset. And how do we then encourage and promote an entrepreneurial mindset and culture? So that entrepreneurship, VC, I'm very happy that MUT has taken strides to actually establish entrepreneurship as a culture within the university. How do we enable that? As well as subject-specific entrepreneurship education. I'm clicking and nothing is moving. Click for me, the next slide. So, looking at these three focus areas, ladies and gentlemen, we found an enabling partner in Absa Bank. And this partner has said they understand and they support. They see alignment between what we do and what they stand for as a bank. I need the next slide from here. Then this partnership that we're launching today, it's as a result of the alignment of APSA's financial inclusion through entrepreneurship strategy. I think Sis Nonhlanhla is going to unpack it further for us, which seeks to support
youth into entrepreneurial action. And I have to mention that we also have other stakeholders represented here. It's not only from the university sector. I'm aware of Linda Hasi from the Young African Entrepreneurs Institute here. We also have Mr. Price Foundation also here to support this partnership that we're launching today. And looking at the individual, the institutions that individuals are part of, as well as initiatives which APSA partners with as a pathway of youth into entrepreneurial action. This initiative then, or this partnership then, recognizes that there are three key components which are required to set up a thriving entrepreneurship ecosystem. First, looking at the individual, their propensity towards entrepreneurial action. There's quite a lot of research that has come out in terms of identifying what drives, what enables, what are the environment conditions that enable entrepreneurial action and intent, and the system that supports the individual. And now the system coming through the higher education institutions as well as training institutions. And the content that they are exposed to. What content do we expose our students? I've mentioned the ecosystem. Now, the objective of this partnership, Yusuf and Eddie, is to create a vibrant entrepreneurship ecosystem within our 26 universities. And it's through four interconnected projects. I've mentioned fostering youth entrepreneurship, sustainable economic growth. So this collaboration, you know, aligns with APSA's drive of innovation and social impact. These are the following partnership focus areas. First one is, remember, Eddie has three focus areas. APSA has partners with us in two of those focus areas. Firstly, student entrepreneurship, advancement of economic participation of our students and graduates, supporting women student entrepreneurs at universities, specifically through two projects. The EDI Studentpreneurs in Durban that we are hosting in October, as well as the APSA, the EDI APSA Innovation Challenge that we're launching today. The second focus area, university staff capacity development, supporting and equipping academics in embedding entrepreneurship. Through the university staff capacity development, through the Fulbright Specialist Program, as well as this soon-to-be-launched program that focuses on the faculties of education, the entrepreneurship education in schools. This is for basic education, supporting the pre-service teachers, giving them a framework in how they can embed entrepreneurship, which then imparts. So while our focus is higher education, we also seek to impact even the basic education, because the teachers come through our universities. Just to give a program overview, the Studentpreneurs in Durban that we host annually brings together 250 studentpreneurs and 100 university staff to promote knowledge, knowledge sharing, innovation and collaboration. And the objectives include showcasing student-led businesses. You'll be amazed. I think, VC, you are aware in terms of your studentpreneurs that are at MUT, DUT is here, Zululand is here, UKZN is here, in terms of the amazing student-led businesses that are driven by students that are registered. And we have quite a number. I think they have a panel in terms of some even came through our programs as winners. And one thing that I have to mention, I'm not sure if you are aware, I actually did mention to the team, if you become part of EDI, you are part of the winning team. Like literally. Do you know that within our 26 universities, I think in the last 12 or 18 months, we have had appointments of, let's say, maybe 4 vice chancellors. Do you know that more than 50% of those vice chancellors came through or were members of the EDI community of practice? Our host, Prof. Sivia, the vice chancellor of MUT, won the Rising DVC Award, EDI Award. A few months down the line, we see her now, she is the VC. Last year, the winner of the DVC of the Year Award, Prof. Tandimata Erasmus. You read the news, right? She's now the VC of Sifako Mahato Health Sciences University. Do you want me to go on? So to the academics that are here, join the winning team. Participate in the winning team. There's something in it. I don't even want to mention even our student preneurs, by the way, our student entrepreneurs. We track them. Last week, there was some, is it Energy Indaba or something? It was actually here in Durban. I saw top 3 winners. Do you know where they came from? EDHE. The program produces winners. I think, is it last year? He is here. Last year, SAB, is it Social Innovation Awards? Somebody ended up winning 850,000. I checked, look at him. So no, that's our student. Came from the EDHE. So this program produces winners. And not just winners, but people who are going to transform this economy. I still need my slide. So I was just aligning to showcase student-led businesses, that these businesses are not just a side hustle of these students. I've Halt Prize Foundation, Enectus, our student entrepreneurs, I've seen them dominate there and win. So the Indaba Prof is an engagement platform for student leaders, facilitates the work of the EDI community of practice. We've got the EDI coordinators who are staff at our universities, supporting the student entrepreneurs that are here, showcasing student businesses, organizations, learning platform and voice for student entrepreneurs, and it facilitates collaboration with local stakeholders. The APSA EDI or EDI APSA Innovation Challenge that we're launching here today. Oh, it looks like the lights have a sensor, so I have to be moving around. Okay. Got the secret. This challenge is a strategic initiative aimed at catalyzing innovation and entrepreneurship within our 26 public universities. This program is designed to nurture, support the transformation of student and alumni innovations into viable, scalable ventures that address pressing societal challenges. And it's not just a competition, but it's a platform for the development and commercialization of high potential ideas, equipping participants with the tools, mentorship, and exposure needed to navigate the entrepreneurial journey. And the core mission of this challenge is to foster a culture of innovation, stimulate entrepreneurial mindset, and accelerate the translation of research into creative solutions that will then be translated into impactful enterprises. And the total prize money, students or entrepreneurs that are here, is a total prize money in cash of R1,050,000. With the winning innovation walking away with, I was told not to say 500,000, but walking away with R500,000. You know, we are now moving from thousands into millions now. So our language changes. We no longer talk thousands. We are now talking millions. I'm not going to unpack further. There is a presentation from my colleague who's going to unpack it further in terms of how it's going to be broken down. The university staff capacity development, that is a workshop that we recently completed that equips university staff with entrepreneurial skills to embed entrepreneurship into the curricula and research. And the topics that we included is entrepreneurial pedagogy, research commercialization, as well as institutional leadership for sustainability. We had the fortune of actually getting a specialist from the US who helped us conduct this workshop, Emeritus Prof. Paul Meising from the University at Albany at New York State, conducted 6 workshops in the 6 regions. You were a host here in KwaZulu-Natal. Durban played the host to it. And Prof. Meising is already back in the States, but the work still continues to package that and all the notes and all the insights into a framework of embedding entrepreneurship into the curriculum that we will share with the universities. And participation was not only from the 26 universities in South Africa, but we also had participation from the regional universities, our sister universities from the region, as part of the multilateral engagements and relationships facilitated through the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation. We had the National University of Lesotho attending. We had the Botswana International National University of Science and Technology participating, as well as the University of Zambia participating in those workshops. And it sought to empower university staff to serve as catalysts for embedding entrepreneurship in a campus culture. And then the next program I've mentioned, Entrepreneurship in Education, that seeks to support the education faculties, academics in the education faculty, develop entrepreneurial concepts and practices into the curriculum. We're going to be launching this in the next coming weeks. We have actually issued a terms of reference looking for an academic lead to lead in the development of this project. And we're going to be targeting foundational level of education as it aligns with national priorities to foster skills development, promoting innovation, as well as enhancing youth employability. And this marks a critical shift in building an entrepreneurial culture across the entire education continuum, from basic education right till university and beyond. The partnership amount, APSA and Universities South Africa, is a total amount of R5.5 million. Can we please give APSA a round of applause? we really appreciate. That's why we have even a red carpet today. I had to align and find a red tie. Just to align, because it's not every day where you get partners that are willing to provide such funding for programs that we are passionate about and our passion aligned with APSA's passion to drive and enable youth employability, youth participation into the economy. And we are more than excited that we are launching this in this amazing institution. You said you celebrated 45 years last year in this amazing township of Umlazi. So with that, program director, I thank you. And we really thank APSA once more for this partnership as we are launching this program to the students entrepreneurs. Keep on winning. Keep on winning. This is all about you. You are not just the future, but you are the present as well as the future. Whatever challenges that the youth are faced with unemployment, you have said, in addition to your heavy academic workload, you've said you've got solutions. You're running your own businesses. And some of them, by the way, are already employing quite a number of people. They are, while still students, they are employers. With that, program director, I thank you.
Thank you so much to Dr. Kumbo. I'm seeing youngsters here very much energetic. Yaqala neglongo basekhulunywa ngotata. Kwakhulunywa ngemali abantu bajabula manje. Where are the youngsters? Where are the innovators? Awufakana umoya. Ngizo engage you up so uyibuyisele emuva. Where's the energy, guys? Are we excited about the prize? Also a big shout out to our online viewers from different platforms, YouTube, Zoom, can you get those thumbs? MUT Radio, angazi ke. Mawuthi mhlawumbe ulalele iradio suku umhlabu 1. Ngizothi balalele futhi bayezwa. Thank you so much to EDHE APSA Innovation Challenge for just extending an extra hand, man, to making these dreams of young innovators into practice. We really appreciate you, APSA. We really appreciate you, EDHE, USEF, MUT, for also hosting us. Because Karl Marx once shared a very powerful quote, which states, environmental conditions dictate our consciousness. I strongly believe that MUT is indeed at the steering of shaping the environment for the better. Can we give MUT a round of applause? Sesizeke manje kubaphathi bemali. Ngimkhonze kabi ke futhi mina ke bana usisinonhlanhla magagula. All right, we are now going to be engaging on a topic of fostering youth entrepreneurship through APSA's corporate citizenship, which will be led by Ms. Nonhlanhla Magagula, who is the head of corporate citizenship program, APSA Bank. While she's coming on the stage, ngicela simshayele likhulu ihlombe leli.
Molweni sanibonani. It is good. Sisaku molweni. Yes, we are. It is good to be with you this morning. I know I have arrived in KZN. Prof. Sibiya Mabathi kimi ngungunons. I know I'm in KZN when my name is being shortened. Dr. Kumbo, thank you so much for the red carpet and the red tie and aligning to our brand. That is how you treat guests and VIPs. Program Director, Vice Chancellor, Professor Sibiya, leaders from University South Africa, EDHE representatives, esteemed colleagues, guests, And most importantly, why we are here today, it's about our future innovators. It's about the young people who are in this room, about the current students and the alumni that are gathered here today. Ngicelani sishayeleni izandla. It is indeed a great privilege for us as APSA to be here today, particularly Emlazi, Prof. Sibiya, for the launch of the EDHE APSA Innovation Challenge, an initiative that brings together some of the boldest and brightest minds across South Africa's 26 public universities to reimagine what's possible through entrepreneurship. I mean, there are a number of ways to solution for some of the issues in the countries, but as APSA, we've said, we believe that entrepreneurship is a peg on the ground in terms of making a difference in the lives of young people. For us, this innovation competition is more than just a competition. It is part of an entrepreneurial movement. As APSA, we talk about entrepreneurship mindset development in our young people. Young people who are enterprising, they are resourceful. They say, what is in my hand and what can I do with it? We talk about young people who are agile, right? Young people who are not hampered by the challenges that they encounter in their lives, but they say, ngipheteni, right? And what can I do? This is what we are about as APSA and how we are currently investing. We are saying it's important to develop an entrepreneurial mindset in our young people. APSA seeks to cultivate the spirit of innovation in our youth through our strategy of financial inclusion through entrepreneurship, because financial inclusion is important, right? But we've said entrepreneurship is what is going to get us there. We generally believe that young people are the heartbeat of South Africa's entrepreneurial future. That's why our support goes beyond sponsorship. It's about building pathways into economic participation, into ownership and into lasting impact. We don't want to invest in initiatives or businesses or give abo mafavuge, right? We are saying, how do we build legacy, right? How do we build businesses that are going to thrive and outlive us, right? How do we invest in the next generation of our leaders of the country? We believe in economic participation that goes beyond just access to money. It's not just about financial resources. We believe in access to opportunity, access to markets, access to mentors, and most importantly, it's about self-belief. The manner in which we invest as APSA says, yes, the money part is important. I mean, you heard price money of $500,000. I was sitting there thinking, hey, how I can do with $500,000 myself. But we talk about investment just beyond access to money. The manner in which we program is up. So we speak about to say, yes, you get young people excited about entrepreneurship. And once they've established these enterprises, then what? Right? What becomes access to market for them? Because businesses die when they don't have opportunity for access to market. So we go on a journey with the young people that we come alongside after we've pathwayed them into entrepreneurial action. We say we must be their first buyers. And that's why our own procurement becomes important. And we're saying to our corporate and investment banking clients, how do we leverage you to buy from these young people? Because the access to market is important. And we take our young people to various expos and various places and platforms where we show up and we say, come alongside us, come and exhibit your products and your services so that people get to know about what your offering is. Through the EDHE APSA Innovation Challenge, we're identifying young people, those with untapped potential but with limited resources, and those with big ideas and offering a stage, structure, and the start they need to remind them of this, that their entrepreneurial story matters. We don't want you to start just another business. This is now to the young innovators in the room. Right? It's not just about eating hlanganise nje, right? Just another business. We want you to build something transformative. We want you to start something that answers the call of your community. How does your idea solution for your community, for your country, Pan-Africa, and the world at large? You've got to think big in the manner in which you are coming up with some of these ideas, whether it's a tech-based business, social impact driven, or product innovation. It all counts. It all matters. It's not a coincidence for us, Prof. Sibiya, that this national initiative launches here at Mangosuthu University Technology. MUT represents the hope of historically disadvantaged institutions and the possibility of innovation emerging from townships. Under your leadership, Prof. Sibiya, MUT is becoming a shining example of how a university can embed the entrepreneurship not only in the curriculum but in culture, as you mentioned also in your address. The Future Center of Entrepreneurship, which you talk about, that is planned for the institution, will serve not just the students here, but communities, and APSA is proud to support that vision. Ngikuzwile uthi sithintithe ikhwama and come alongside you in your vision of building the center of entrepreneurship. I can tell you this, on our end, we believe that innovation doesn't always look like sand in the richest square mile in Africa. Sometimes it looks like umlaas, right? Because sometimes we think where we are born defines where we end up, but it doesn't, and it shouldn't. We heard, ukuthi, you know, we are in the company of giants. Yabo Prof. Sibiya, born, bred, and battered in umlaas. You know, but when you heard her obituary, right? You can tell that she didn't allow that to limit her, right? She said, what is it that I can achieve with my life? Sometimes it looks like umlazi. Sometimes it looks like an idea on a piece of paper. Sometimes it looks like a student building an app in a residence room. Remember how Facebook started? Or someone turning a home kitchen into producing natural hair products. One of the beneficiaries of our program, actually through EA, represented by Ulinda Hasi, is one of the organizations that we are also funding and have partnered with them. One of their beneficiaries is producing natural hair products, and it all started in the kitchen during the lockdown. And she said, I've got a situation. This situation is related to my own hair. How do I solution for it? But it's not just about my own hair. But for her, it was beyond just about her. Right, but it started with her, but was beyond her. Our country, therefore, doesn't lack ideas; it lacks platforms. This challenge is one such platform. This innovation challenge builds on the impact of our workers, APSA, over the years, and it takes it further by inviting you to dream out loud, pitch with pride, and execute with excellence. You know, excellence will get people to take you seriously. We're meeting with one potential partner yesterday, and he was talking about how I heard someone talking about, which I think the faculty that they are from is from the textile faculty, the University of Pumaguyo. And he was saying how, it pains him when he sees how garments are actually put together. He says, when you look at sometimes uniform, what it looks like, it's almost like, but who was putting this thing together and what were they thinking? Do they not take pride in their work, right? So the point I'm making here is about execution with excellence, that when you're given an opportunity to show up with excellence. At APSA, we don't just want to be a bank that provides funding. We want to be a catalyst, a partner, Dr. Kumbo, that's coming alongside a program that produces winners, as you articulated. Our goal is to walk with entrepreneurs from their first spark of an idea to their first employee and beyond. Remember, I spoke about access to markets. We are not just about getting young people excited, innovate, and then, uzithole uthi, okay, manje kwenzakalani after this innovation. The question is, how do we come alongside you in your journey? As APSA, we were named South Africa's best bank for SMEs in 2024 by Euromoney. And whilst that is a great honor for us, it's not the award that drives us. It is the success stories. It's the young woman in a rural town who turns a local problem into a scalable business. It's the graduate who refuses to wait for employment, but instead becomes an employer. Everything we do in corporate citizenship is grounded in one simple question. How do we move the needle on inclusion and economic justice? And we've found entrepreneurship to be one of the most powerful ways that we can do that. We talk a lot at APSA about your story matters. And we indeed mean it. We are a purposeful organization that talks about empowering Africa's tomorrow together, one story at a time. So if you are purpose-led and speak about one story at a time, then each story has got to matter. And that's why these investments matter, because they focus on individuals. It's not just about a collective. It's about individuals. Every young person here has a story worth investing in. And through this challenge, you want to help shape the next chapter of your stories. To all the students and alumni across all 26 universities, we do indeed believe that this is your time. You may be sitting on the next big idea for waste recycling in rural areas, a financial technology tool for stock fails, or a health tech service for low-income communities. Don't wait to be discovered. Raise your hand, enter the challenge, and show us what you've got. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be present. You don't need millions in capital. You need one spark and willingness to work. The future is not something that arrives. The future is something that we build. And I believe that South Africa's most important builders are not in boardrooms, but they're here with us today on this campus, in this township. In fact, it is you, the young people, that have honored us today. And with those words, I want to say we look forward to what is going to be birthed from this particular innovation challenge. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Ms. Makakula. Pathwe imali madoda usukanini. Okay, we are now about to take pictures with our honorable speakers. So can they kindly come forward so that we can also hand over their gifts? Can they just come forward here? Cameraman, please be ready. VIPs, please.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.